Welcome to the Optimal Health Podcast from Hudson Physicians, getting you back to optimal health when you're feeling sick, stressed, overwhelmed, or run down. Big news coming out of Hudson Physicians. We already know about the new facility that's opened on Carmichael and across the highway from where everything used to be and how wonderful that is. We have even bigger news as the new Richmond facility is set to open seeing patients on February 6th with an open house for the public slated for the 2nd of February. We're excited to have Dr. Stephen Harold on board. He is the medical director at the Hudson Physicians new Richmond location. Stephen, thanks for joining us. I'm sure this is exciting times for you guys.
Yes, very exciting. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
So obviously there's been a lot of planning and things that are going into this, and we've got a number of topics we're going to talk about the new space. And as we get into things, let's just take care of the housekeeping business first. The public will have an opportunity to have an open house on February 2nd. And what we do know is that the open house that occurred in Hudson for that new facility was really successful. There were a lot of people that were curious that came and checked it out. So I would urge people to get there and enjoy the opportunity. And if you can share with us, what were some of the things that were learned from the open house, the first one in Hudson?
Yes, I think with the open house in Hudson, we were actually surprised at the number of people that came to tour. So we're going to be prepared for, I think, a really big crowd to come to New Richmond to see the facilities. And we'll make sure we have, that we're prepared for that. I think it's going to be a very high volume of people that are curious to see what we have to offer in New Richmond. So,
did you find that a lot of people, when they go through this, it's a peace of mind type thing where they can take a look at this and say, okay, this is where I get my care, I feel better? And then for you as a provider, does that make you feel good that people are that vested into their health?
Yes, I've actually been really surprised. I knew that people would be appreciative that we were building a new clinic in New Richmond. But the term that I've heard used for most people is excitement, which surprises me that people are excited for going to the doctor's office, I guess. That's been kind of unique that there's truly like a bubbling of excitement in the New Richmond community for this new medical center.
Well, that's one of the things that you can look at and say, really? Great.
Yeah.
Guess, but to me, what that really is representative of is the work that's already been done by you and your team in Hudson at the Hudson Physicians, and that you have a real community-based feel. And I think people really don't feel like a number with you guys, and they actually feel like they're cared for. And I think that's just a part of the dialogue that you're feeling as providers too as well.
Yes. I think that's definitely, that's why I'm here, is I don't want patients to feel like a number. And then the doctors that are joining me in New Richmond are have that same mindset, as well as all the doctors here at Hudson Physicians. And the thing that's going to be neat about the New Richmond Medical Center is we're going to take the culture of Hudson Physicians, which is very patient-centered, move it to New Richmond, but it's also going to have a local New Richmond feel, which you'll notice right when you walk in the New Richmond Medical Center, even just with the signage and the photography, especially is local photography. So we've actually used two local photographers for our pictures in the facility.
How cool is that? So just to be clear on the branding perspective, this is the new Richmond Medical Center, correct?
Correct. Which is part of Hudson Physicians,
right.
But yes, it's the new Richmond Medical Center.
Okay, exactly.
Yes.
So just so people
just
know,
like we work out of the Hudson Medical Center here in Hudson. Hudson Physicians is a primary tenant of the building, but we're gonna have more than just Hudson Physicians there. We'll have some other specialties as well.
Absolutely. We'll get into that in a second. One thing I wanted to mention for that open house, grab your pen. It's from 3:30 to 6 p.m. That is on Thursday, February 2nd. And then on Monday, February 6th, patients will be seen, and that's when they'll begin. The address for the new Richmond Medical Center, 525 North Knowles Avenue. That's 525 North Knowles Avenue. Be sure to check that out. If you want to see it, I mean, they got a great pop-up box. You know, you hop onto the website, and the first thing that shows up is that. It's like, oh, excellent. If you don't know what's going on, you do now. So one of the things that is great about this, this isn't just like a single office or two. You have five full-time providers on hand, on staff in New Richmond. Can you take us through the team that you're going to have there?
Sure, yes. So we have myself and then four other family physicians. So we're all family medicine providers. And I am proud to say, I mean, these are the top four people that that I wanted to work with me. So I'm very happy that all of them agreed to join the New Richmond Medical Center. We have Joe Dietzler, who lives in New Richmond. He trained in Eau Claire at the family medicine residency in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. He has worked primarily in New Richmond since 2007. He does a lot of sports medicine, has covered a lot of football, high school football games over the years, preventive care, chronic disease, does a lot of procedures, casting, joint injections, et cetera. Like I said, lives in New Richmond and is excited for, we've actually worked shoulder to shoulder, our desks next to each other for many years in the past. So he'll be joining us. And then we have Dieter Heinz, H-E-I-N-Z is his last name. First name is Dieter. He trained in the Mayo system. He's been working out of Stillwater for quite a few years. His kind of special interests are asthma, pediatrics, sports medicine. Dr. Heinz is really, all of us practice evidence-based medicine. Dr. Heinz, I would say, is probably the best at staying the most up-to-date on the latest medical studies and whatnot. He's also a really big biker. He bikes, I know he's biked in, I think, Belgium and Switzerland, and does bike races in the Rocky Mountains.
You're not messing around.
No,
there. You're legit. Yep.
Yes. We tried to get a shower put into the building so he could bike in the community. But we weren't able to finagle it at the end, and he's done the Birkebeiner cross country skiing and stuff. So very active guy, nice, affable, very well liked by patients. And then we have Alpana Tiwari. Her last name is spelled T-I-W-A-R-I. She has practiced in Stillwater for many years as well, trained at the Hennepin County Medical Center, which is one of the best residencies in the Twin Cities. You get lots of experience there. She's out of training. She's mid-career now. She does pediatrics, adolescent medicine, women's health, chronic disease. We all do, you know, the full scope of family medicine, but we have kind of our niches. She lives in Stillwater. She loves to cook, and she talks to her patients a lot about diet and nutrition. And at some point, we're hoping to actually have her set up to do some cooking demonstrations for patients, whether that's in person or...
Can I film those?
Yeah.
I would love to film those.
Yeah.
That would
be
unbelievable. Definitely. What a cool thing, you know? Kind of create a kitchen there. That would be awesome.
Yeah. And she's originally from India, so she does some cooking that's kind of Indian heritage, but she also is a proponent of the Mediterranean diet, which we all are, which promotes good health. And so, she wants to do some teaching teaching kind of healthy cooking habits. So all of those doctors that I just introduced are joining us right away in February. And then in April, we will have, this is probably the most common question I've received from people in the community is Dr. Brandis joining you? So Dr. Angela Brandis will be joining us in mid-April. She is a family doc as well. Her practice is a lot of women's health and pediatrics, but she does the full scope of family medicine, manages diabetes, et cetera. She has worked in New Richmond since 2009, lives in New Richmond. She's had multiple leadership roles at her prior clinics, and she's starting with us in April as well. So she trained at the Mayo system in La Crosse.
What a deep team you have. And you
definitely.
Know, the thing that when you go through their focus, they all are in the position where it looks like you have all the bases covered with every angle and all the needs that are there with that group. And then,
I think our practices complement each other really nicely. So yeah, it should be good.
So when that team was put together, you know, obviously you have some New Richmond people that live there that would be like commute. Hello. That obviously fit. And then were there things you were looking for when you're building out this team, or how did that come together?
I think the primary thing is docs that are patient-centered, and I mean, all doctors, I would say, are patient-centered and focused, but I wanted doctors that are going to go above and beyond and do the extra things that sometimes it takes to take good care of patients. Also docs that are willing to work hard. This is going to be a brand new medical center that's going to be, we think it's going to be very busy right from the get-go. We're going to have urgent care right away, covered by us five doctors as well. So I wanted people that, have a very strong work ethic as well, that would be willing to do the hours it's going to take to get this thing off the ground. And then just skill set. These are four other docs who do family medicine as a specialty where most of the docs do a wide variety of things. There are some that kind of narrow their scope of what they do. And these four docs are comfortable doing pretty much anything that falls under the purview of family medicine, including a lot of procedures, skin procedures, joint injections, things like that, there's a lot that we can do right in our medical center without having to even refer to outside specialists.
So then you have a versatile, well-rounded team that has a work ethic to make it work. And speaking of that, hours Mondays through Thursdays, very advantageous for the patients, 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. When you talked about other specialties, obviously we mentioned Associated Eye Care. That's a part of this. And then you also have Twin Cities Orthopedics and Hudson Imaging. Can you kind of break down all three of those and what they bring to the table and how beneficial it is for the patients in the area?
Yes. So you listed what us, did you say Associated Eye, Twin Cities Ortho?
And Hudson Imaging.
Yeah. Yes. So the only reason I asked that question is because there's other specialties that we're adding that I'll mention as well. But Associated Eye will be a major tenant in our medical center. They actually are probably about a third of the square footage. They have had an office in New Richmond for many years, an older office that actually used to be the old New Richmond Clinic from years ago. So they're excited about a new building. They have always been, I think I said this at the groundbreaking when we broke. My job as a family doc, when I'm sending to a specialist, is making sure that I'm sending to someone that I think is going to provide the best care. And I will sometimes steer patients away from a particular specialist if I don't think it's the best specialist for them. With ophthalmology, with Associated Eye, all of their whole team is excellent. So I'm always comfortable sending to any of them. It's going to be really nice to have them right next door, just kind of through the hallway for collaborating and working with patients. So they're a top-notch team. So we're excited to work with them. Twin Cities Ortho, we have one of their docs, Nels Leifblad, is going to be joining us. I think it's a half day or possibly a full day a week. He does a variety of orthopedic surgeries. And actually, maybe you'll introduce him at some time, Pete, or do a podcast with him. He was on his claim to fame was he was on American Idol years ago.
Oh, I got to have that one.
Yes, he's a musician.
I am too.
His name's Nels Leifblad.
I am too, so we'll have fun.
Yeah.
Let's make that happen. That would be.
Yes.
He was on Idol. So I love it.
And then we actually now have added, via Twin Cities Orthopedics, we're going to have physical therapy 5 days a week in-house as well. So that's another relationship we have with Twin Cities Ortho. And then Hudson Imaging is a kind of a joint collaboration between Minneapolis Radiology, Hudson Physicians, and Twin Cities Orthopedics. We kind of founded our own entity. And in the New Richmond facility, we're going to have X-ray that will mimic the hours that you already put forward. So we'll have X-ray all the time when we're open. And then we are also adding mammogram and ultrasound. I don't know exactly when we'll be opening those, but sometime, you know, probably first or second quarter of this year. Mammogram, I believe, is going to be 2 days a week, and ultrasound probably will end up being about 2 days a week as well. And then Hudson Imaging in Hudson will have CT scan and MRI as well, in addition to the and bone density testing and a few other things that we won't have in New Richmond, but we'll have access to. So
within a really sharp radius, you have Western Wisconsin really handled with every component of needs for the patient, which is absolutely amazing. You did allude to maybe a few other tenants that might be in there. Do you want to share those?
Yeah, that's been kind of a fun part, I think, both at Hudson Medical Center and in Richmond Medical Center, is we have actually had a lot of docs call us, a lot of specialties contact us about working with us. So additional specialties we'll have at the New Richmond Medical Center. Some of them are other specialists from Hudson Physicians. So we'll have podiatry. Dr. Allie Nyquist will be in New Richmond 2 days a week. She recently graduated from her podiatry residency, I believe, last summer. She is excellent. Does a, I don't even know, podiatry 2.0, I guess I would call it. She is very, very, very up to date and does a lot of things that are very high level in podiatry. So she'll be there 2 days a week. And then we have Mike Schneider, who's a general surgeon who has worked in New Richmond prior. He will be there. I think it's going to be 2 days a week as well, doing clinic. And then he'll be in Hudson the other part of the time. Same thing with Dr. Nyquist. She'll be at Hudson Medical Center when she's not at New Richmond Medical Center. I've heard rumors that I think will be confirmed of a spine surgery, Midwest Spine, having some office hours as well. And then we may add a few other things as time goes on. We also will have the capability of referring to Hudson Medical Center for ear, nose, and throat, dermatology, cardiology, and we now have a relationship with Minnesota Oncology where we'll be able to get stat or urgent referrals for new cancers and be able to get people to infusion centers for antibiotics and blood products and things like that in a timely manner. So
that's fantastic for sure. Yeah. So for those that want to know more, I have done a number of podcasts. Dr. Nyquist, I think it was back in the summer.
Yes.
You can go back through the history and you can learn more about her. And exactly what Dr. Harold said here is supported in what that whole podcast was about. It was terrific. I've done a couple with Associated Eye Care. I've been very fascinated with the work they do and just their history and their experience is incredible. We did one regarding the new Hudson Imaging partnership. So all of these are things people can learn about if you want to learn more and, you know, you're driving and you don't have time to read or, you know, you can just do a quick listen on those things. That's really kind of the whole point of this stuff. A few more questions for you. The one that I have is obviously the Hudson facility, the planning was probably ahead of what happened with the new Richmond Center. Were there things that were learned from the process saying, you know what, we really need to bring this over into this one? And if you did, what were those items and how would they benefit and be advantageous to your patients?
You know, a lot of the planning for the Hudson Medical Center was kind of before my time, before me being signed on for the new Richmond Medical Center. So I don't have a... I got to kind of watch the process from the sidelines as well for the building for the Hudson Med Center. So I don't have a lot of things where I can say, oh, this is what was learned or what we changed. We honestly kind of rode the coattails of all the work that had already been done, which made the New Richmond Medical Center much, much easier to, you know, like I got pulled into a meeting to look at for the New Richmond Medical Center color schemes and things like that, which is probably out of my expertise.
Right.
And I could just say, hey, what you guys are doing in Hudson, that looks great. You know, so not a lot of big changes or learnings where we had to make major changes. We did plan ahead. Some of the docs in Hudson and all of the docs in New Richmond will have a couple of assists working with them, meaning the when a patient is roomed, their assistant will then stay with the patient and stay in the room. And when the doctor comes in, the assist will stay in the room and do place all the orders and help with documentation and things like that to make us more efficient, because we know we have five doctors that are busy doctors. So we did, planning for the facility, plan ahead to make sure we had room in the rooms for an assist to remain in the room with the doctor, and room for staff at, nurses stations and things like that. So we're excited about that. That has been taken. I've been working under that model in Hudson, and patients really like that model where they get to know the staff, and the staff are helping them kind of walk through the process.
It really does become a relationship. And I think yes. That's what this is really all about. When you think about the location of the New Richmond facility, you say, you know what? You now have everything north, east, southeast, southwest to west is, kind of now well covered. But this really takes a really nice footprint for Western Wisconsin and extends the quality of coverage that's occurring right on the edge of the state line and gets a little bit deeper in. I'm sure you as a group are really excited to benefit even more people as they're aware that this is the place to go.
Yes, there is. This is not just putting up a medical center, to be in competition with others. There is truly a need, definitely in New Richmond, but probably even more so in some of the surrounding communities that you might be, a long enough drive to Hudson that they've chosen not to drive here. So yeah, especially communities north and east, Amory, Turtle Lake, and then even over to St. Croix Falls and Osceola to the northwest, we expect we'll see quite a few patients from those areas. There is a shortage of doctors, and there's a long wait to see physicians in many of the communities, both in New Richmond and surrounding areas. So yeah, this is hopefully will be kind of a gem for the area for fairly comprehensive medical care.
Well, your group is making a complete difference, and it's exciting to watch from the outside and see how much passion and compassion your group has. And I think the public knows and feels that, and that's what this is all about. A reminder to everybody that public open house is on February 2nd from 3:30 to 6 p.m. The address is 525 North Knowles Avenue, New Richmond, Wisconsin. This has been Dr. Stephen Harold on Optimal Health. And once again, really appreciate your time here, and it's probably time to get back to some more work.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Pete.
You bet, thank you. That's going to do it for Optimal Health. For Dr. Harold, I'm Pete Wagner. So long, everybody.